Hey everybody, welcome to Talking Pest Management. This is Daniel again, this time from Düsseldorf, and it's only me, it's no guests anywhere. I want to speak to you about two things today. First of all, about TPM, Talking Pest Management, and its future. Second, I'm going to close with a very personal note, so stay tuned until the end. What a roller coaster ride 2020 has been, right? I mean, I'm not going to talk about COVID. Don't worry. A lot of people do that and have done that better than I could. But what I'm sure of is that you, your business, staff, colleagues, you were turned upside down, really. You were facing tremendous uncertainties. And I hope you all found out that you and us, our industry, are critical, and we all are critical to the system, and we all can be very, very proud to be working in this industry. Very proud, and I hope you are, because you can, because we're doing important things for our environment, our planet. Honestly, when you're doing business, you're just focusing on your business, you're not appreciating in what great sector you're in. When you're talking to others, a banker, a pharmacist, they sometimes might find weird what you do, but now I think nobody's laughing anymore. What we do is very, very important for our planet. Looking at the pandemic where a virus terrorizes millions and millions of people, we pest controllers fight viruses and bacteria and pests every day. So this is not all very new to us. What's important for me and what is new is be proud of your industry, be proud of what you do and deliver to our planet. I am too, and in 30, 40 years when I retire, I want to say I've done something good for our industry. And I think we all can. So out of nowhere, TPM, Talking Pest Management, was created to make sure we don't neglect the personal conversations and news that we have on shows and international conferences, etc., etc. So we're getting international experts, biologists, field technicians, CEOs, strategists, consultants, startup entrepreneurs, tech companies aboard, speak with them, getting the best content of them, delivering it to you. No matter if you're a pest controller or somebody that's just interested in our industry, thousands and thousands of views, listens, and reads of our blogs and shares in the community on LinkedIn and wherever, on Facebook, showed us that we're doing something great. And we will do some changes. So first of all, thank you so much for your criticism and critique. We have learned that weekly TPMs is a bit too much. We don't want to flood you with content, so we're scaling up the quality of the content, but we're scaling down the quantity, meaning we're only going to do like 2, 3, or 4 weeks every time in between the shows that we release. Next year, this year, 2021, is going to start with a blast. We're going to interview one of the very, very promising startups in our industry that could really disrupt and change our industry. So stay tuned, it's going to be released in a very few days. Second, this year is going to change because we're bringing in more people to our team, more people to support us, more means and money to support us, so to get it out there to more people in a better and more professional way even more. Also, my co-host and teammate Sebastian is going to support me with all the German interviewees. So if you're going to see his face, welcome Sebastian to the team. I really can't wait to see the first interviews with some really interesting folks out there. So I want to close with a personal note because, as you know, this industry is really my passion. To be honest, my parents already worked in the industry and it really just means everything to me. It's my hobby and my passion. And it means a lot that you let me be the host of the show and you accepted and you watched and you gave feedback. Obviously, you know, we need to do something and I just want to bring information to you, but you watching it, actually digesting it and liking it was another topic. So I got a lot of positive feedback and criticism, critique, what I can do better, what we can do next, etc. And we will deliver. It means a lot to me that you accept me as your host and like what we do. And I gotta say, all of our team are really blessed to be in the position to deliver that to you. What it is really, it's a medium for people in our industry that wanna think outside the box, know what the next 10 or 20 years are gonna be looking like. No matter if you're a field technician, interested about your job, of your passion, or if you're CEO or owner that can write history with picking a lane for the next 10 or 20 years. We deliver just that, strategic information for you, technical information, especially manufacturer or bespoke for pest managers. it meant a lot to deliver that to you, and we're going to keep delivering quality. We're going to make sure of that. For now, be proud of your industry. We have a great industry. Luckily, most of our companies are doing great in the industry, and we're delivering even better pest control service because we were forced to digitize. We were forced to work more environmentally friendly. In a reference to the current Pest Magazine article opening with Dr. John Simmons of Akita, I want to say you people stay cautious of how we use the means that we have to control rodents. Sometimes if we overuse them, especially biocides, but even also other means, they can create resistance and other issues that will make our life harder. So I really am calling out for the professionalism. I'm really also calling out to the MOU of SIPA. Sign the MOU. It's for better pest control, more professional pest control. It's for integrated pest management, new and better and broader means of control. I really gotta say, we have a lot in front of us. Our industry will change within the next 10 years, not just because of COVID, it did before that, but now on a way quicker pace. I know that when we're gonna do interviews and recapitulations in the next 5 or 10 years, we will be incredibly surprised of ourselves and what we have been capable of changing this industry to a better with you and your help. So I just gotta say, I'm blessed to be in this position, talking to you, delivering that information, also with our business, obviously. I'm grateful, and if we can do anything for you, be it more content with other interviewees, please let us know. Just leave a comment, share this on LinkedIn, send me a personal message, send me an email, our team, and we'll be happy to deliver, because this is for you. We do that for you. Thank you all, thank you for watching. And please, you and your family, stay safe, wear a mask, hope you get a vaccination soon, and see you soon, hopefully in person. All the best. Bye-bye.